Matura Skills Extended 3 Exercise 2 Page 190
For those of you who have just tuned in, I'm joined in the studio today by Dan Holloway, a survivor of the recent mining accident in Bentham. Dan, before the break, you were talking about how that particular workday started. I believe you were working the evening shift, weren't you?
Yes, that's correct. I left my house at around 4 and got to the mine nice and early so that I could relax and chat with some workmates before my shift started at 5. Basically, the shift started like any other. I went through all the safety precautions, put on all my equipment, and at that stage there was no indication that anything would go wrong. However, like most people in my profession, I was always aware that danger could be just around the corner.
So, what did you do when you went down the mineshaft?
Well, my team and I began using machinery to chip away at what we thought was a thick wall of coal. Little did we know that wasn't the case.
I see. But how did you make such a mistake? Aren't miners given detailed maps before going down mines?
You're right, and as the head of the team, I read my map very carefully before starting the work. After the event, I wondered whether I had read the map wrongly, or perhaps that the dampness had damaged it and blurred its lines. But in the end, it turned out that my map was inaccurate. If anyone is at fault, it's the geologists who surveyed the area, not the miners.
Well, for legal reasons, I don't think we can talk about that, Dan. But tell me about the moment when you realised the terrible situation you were in.
Well, after drilling through the wall for around an hour, we took a break. At that stage, I remember commenting to one of my workmates about how much moisture there was on the wall. Unfortunately, though, I didn't consider what lay behind it, and a little later, a drill broke through the wall, unleashing over 550 million litres of water into the mineshaft. We had drilled into a huge reservoir of groundwater. We scrambled into a small hollow in a wall and watched as the water sped past us.
And you were trapped in the hollow for some time, weren't you? Tell us about the search efforts that took place above ground.
Well, I had no idea at the time, but as I've since learned, the authorities were considering a number of methods to rescue us. In the end, they decided to first drill a hole into our hollow to provide us with air. That worked very well, giving the rescue team time to consider their next move. They could drive a larger hole and lift us out, or they could send in rescue divers and lead us out through the mineshaft. In the end, they decided to try drilling. As they began drilling, we told each other jokes to keep our spirits up, but it was difficult to feel cheerful as we had already been trapped for 2 days. At that stage, the water levels had slowly started to go down, so we knew we wouldn't drown. But while we could stay warm by huddling together, no one was carrying any food. Soon, though, the drilling got louder and louder. All 9 of us were saved.
It's a truly amazing story, Dan. Thank you for sharing it with us.